So just a quick reminder, learning Maseches Peah, it's been some time. We are in Perek Vav. The most recent mission that we learned before Yom Tov discussed how much is the shear that if you exceed that amount, it no longer has a halacha of Peah anymore. It's too much. It's not something which is Shikcha, it's not Peah. Specifically here we're talking about Shikcha, and the Mishnah says, Mishnah Zayin, Kama Sheyesh Pasasayim Ushachacha Eina Shikcha. If you have something which leaves over Sasayim, Tusa, and the same thing is true in the previous Mishnah, Omer Sheyesh Pasasayim, whether it's still connected to the ground, or it's a pile, the halacha is, if it has Tusa, it's too much, it's a Gadish already, or it's not considered Shikcha, there's two different Pshatim, but the fact of the matter is, once it has Tusa, it no longer has the name Shikcha. Even if it's left behind, the aniyim may not take it, it has to be left for the field owner. So Mishnah Tess. The Mishnah discusses Sa'a Tvua Kura, Sa'a Sha'ina Kura. So we learned that the halachas all apply to whether it's connected to the ground or not. But in terms of Tziruf, combining the two, that's where this Mishnah is saying Sa'a Tvua Akura, Sa'a Sha'ina Akura, if you have grain. One saw is still connected to the ground, but one is already uprooted. Halacha is, or Mishnah says, Zachem ve'ilan. Similarly, by an ilan, by a tree, v'shum v'abetzalim, and by vegetables, garlic and onions, einam mitzdar from the sasayim. It will not create a shear of sasayim where, if you would leave it behind, would not have a din of shikha. Each one is viewed individually, independently, and the saw which is connected to the ground, and the saw which is already detached from the ground, is viewed independently, it's considered one saw here, another saw there, and therefore it has halacha of shikcha. If it is mistakenly forgotten behind, it must be left there for the aniyim. So Mishnah writes, Eina mitzdar from the sasayim, you do not combine to the shear of sasayim to say it's not shikcha, ella, shel aniyim heim, it belongs to the aniyim, and they can go get it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says it depends. In bas rishus ani ba'emtza, if there is anything which belongs to the ani in between. So for example, say we have the case of wheat. You have some which is still attached, and you have some wheat which is already cut down, and you put them right near each other. So in such a case, Rabbi is going to say, it's not going to be mitzdarif. But if you'll have a rishus, in bas rishus ani b'emtza, if there is, let's say there's leket, or there's another one of the manas aniyim, which is in between the two saw, then it divides it, and it's not mitzdarif. In bas rishus ani b'emtza, ainam mitzdarifim. If there is rishus of the ani, between them it's not mitzdarif. The imlav, if they are connected adjacent to each other, then the lachiz areil mitzdarifin, the saw which is connected to the ground, the saw which is not connected to the ground, will be mitzdarif, and therefore the ani cannot take it, it still belongs to the baal vayis. We'll stop here at Mishnah Yud. Have a wonderful day. You want to say Kaddish?